The Defense Department actually already collects some DNA information from its soldiers, particularly for purposes of identifying people who may be injured or killed or taken prisoner or what have you. But what's under discussion now is whether DNA data shouldn't be collected much more broadly from military personnel in order to support genetic research using such data. And the idea is that it may be possible for the Pentagon to identify individuals who would be more skilled and more capable in certain military functions and less likely to suffer injury or disease in other functions. And because there are so many persons under military discipline, it might be possible to radically increase the rate of scientific progress in genetic research using this military DNA data. At least that's a suggestion that's been made in a new report from the JASEN Defense Advisory Panel.
And it seems like there are a lot of privacy considerations that have to be taken into account here.
Well, you know, anytime you have advances in technology, you have to look at unintended consequences and things like that. And of course, yes, I mean, if there is to be large-scale routine collection of genetic data from millions of people, you have to worry about the security of that data. You have to worry about personal privacy. You have to worry about possible unethical uses of the information, either to provide improper advantage or disadvantage to particular groups or individuals, all kinds of things that have to be looked at in that context. But the driving factor here is that it's becoming easier and easier and cheaper and cheaper to do the kind of DNA sequencing that 10 years ago was extremely rare and 20 years ago was basically impossible. And now, instead of costing hundreds of thousands of dollars to identify a person's DNA code to sequence their DNA, it costs thousands of dollars, and soon, within a year or two, it'll cost hundreds or less. So tracing a person's DNA is coming down in cost to the point of a more or less routine medical procedure. And so the JASEN Defense Advisory Panel is saying, well, maybe the Pentagon ought to take advantage of that and see what it stands to learn from investigating the DNA of military personnel.
And this seems to put in that cost benefit, you know, you have to say, do we get more information? Is that information more valuable than the impact it has on people's privacy?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question that needs to be asked. Obviously, it's not a decision that the JASENs or any other advisory panel is going to make. It's going to be a high level decision, if it is made at all, and it will have to factor in these kinds of concerns. It's a public debate waiting to happen that has not yet taken off.
And so who eventually makes this determination, makes this decision?
I imagine it will go all the way up to the Secretary of Defense. If anybody's going to make a decision like that, it will have to be made at the highest levels.
And it seems like this would also involve lawmakers and a lot of questions because of the potential implications here.
That's right. I think to the credit of the JASEN advisors, the proposal was made in an unclassified report that is now publicly available, And, you know, people can start to think about whether the advantages do outweigh the possible concerns. It's something that, you know, deserves some careful consideration. There may well be real advantages in terms of identifying new patterns in public health, possible strategies to reduce healthcare costs, finding new ways to optimize human performance in military and other contexts. So there are, you know, there are reasonable questions to be asked, but also concerns that need to be aired. And I think that's something that's on the horizon and getting closer.
And as you mentioned, I mean, to talk about a wealth of data if it could be collected in a safe way.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it has the potential to really revolutionize medicine, healthcare, all kinds of other things. And we're just on the cusp of figuring out what this might mean, not only for the military, but for all of us, really.